All right. Well, getting technical difficulties with the Mets game tonight. So I wonder if that's going to be a recurring pattern. Anyway, here we go. Okay. Oh, and we're live on first I just turn the volume down here. Okay. And we need to get the archive going here. Okay. Check one, check one. Sibilance. Sibilance. Check one. Check one. I'm sorry, I can't see you new today. I'm quite ill. I am quite ill. Let's try again. I'm sorry, I can't see you new today. I'm quite ill. Yeah, let's say 255. Seems to be holding up the correct bit rate here. So, anyway, let's switch to the other computer. I'm going to start mix. Start mix. So let's see if is the nano compressor plug in. We know it probably is because it we wouldn't hear anything if it wasn't plugged in. Okay, let's push this back here. Yes, it is. So anyway, seems to be working. Gonna enable live broadcasting. So, 11 minutes till the top of the hour. All right. I think what I'm going to play for the... I need to get the levels going here. It's 47. It's pretty close to where it should be. Thinking about what should I play for the parody this week. I had an idea. Alright, anyway, this is a parody that I'm gonna play. For your dog! For your dog! Doug, he's got the ramen piled up high in the kitchen. Rear Doug outside the gun range where they shoot clay pigeons. Rear Doug, he'll go to the Stop and Rob
I guess that he's no snob. Wonder if he'll buy a kebab or apply for a job for your dog. 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 I would even eat some bugs. For your dog, for your dog, I would write a parody. For your dog. For your dog. Your dog, his computer will probably explode. For your dog, right now he's trying to get Linux to load. For your dog, a tail computing woe. That is quite apropos. And you probably know he lives with an albino. For your dog. For your dog.
While I go tell Prime and once upon a time, like last week. Blair used to do a lot of shows. Now he stares at the wall. He's comatose. He froze. He froze. Blair's sister takes many meds. She needs to take them or she'll go out of her head. Her head. So I think I'll hold on. It's all I've got. He might do a show, or maybe not. We've got the archives, and that's enough for now. I'll cue it on up. Whoa, let's not despair. Whoa, waiting for the Blair. He'll do a show one day, I swear. Whoa, waiting for the Blair. Back home, Sandy is no fun. Maybe she'll even threaten to get a gun. A gun. Blair says that there's no excuse for what she did. It's just elder abuse. Abuse. So I think I'll hold on. It's all I've got. He might do a show or maybe not. We've got the archives and that's enough for now. I'll cue it on up. Whoa, let's not despair. Whoa, oh, waiting for the Blair. He'll do a show one day, I swear. Whoa, oh, waiting for the Blair, waiting for the Blair. So we got to hold on, it's all we've got. I think this archive has signs of it rot. Whoa, it's not despair. Whoa, oh, waiting for the Blair. He'll do a show one day, I swear. Whoa, waiting for the Blair.
Give her a paper and a new pen. She has something to say again. They're upping her meds. Michelle is seeing red. Blair's sister just wrote him a letter. Her handwriting is quite huge. The stream notify room is a kludge. Haven't you heard? She's writing some more words. Blair's sister wrote another letter. Well, she wrote him to say that her head's being done in once more. And now we hope that she can cope or at least doesn't smash any doors once more. Anyway, yeah, give her a crayon and some paper. Or send some money to John Draper. Don't know what to say, her third letter today. Blair's sister wrote another letter. Well, she wrote him to say that she's having another bad day once more. Maybe she'll use email and then she can derail Blair and do it much more. Anyway, yeah, give her net access and a tablet. Or maybe some other handheld gadget. This isn't much fun, she may come undone. Blair's sister wrote another letter. Blair's sister wrote another letter.
Program is dedicated in memory of Brad Farr.
Well, now we know who the third guest is. It is Hulk Hogan. Yes. This is the next show for Tuesday, July 29th, 2025. The last show of July, believe it or not. Oh, here we go. Yes. Liberty Dillo is checked in. Unfortunately, I still using the old computer. Because I'm a bit under the weather. I haven't switched computers. My defense, I run Cinebench on this, switch to Cinebench. I guess I have to shut it down. It ran 6:15, which is kind of puny. Close window. And my nephew, my nephew about, plugging in the Fire Stick and configuring it, and he said, oh, have you jailbreaked it? And it didn't occur to me to jailbreak it, I don't know if it was like jailbreaking or maybe sideloading is the proper, term. But, I can see where it behooves you to be able to load apps onto it, regardless of whether or not it's approved, by Amazon. Because there's certain things that you might want to load, like certain like sports apps, or you know view some like what do you call it? They still have sling boxes. Yeah, there might be ways you can view sports programs, telecast on a Fire Stick. Also, there's let's see, here's a. Oh, this just in. Trump shrinks Putin's ceasefire deadline to 10 to 12 days. This is on Ground News, by the way. Daily briefing. Baboon controversy, Epstein under uncut edition, chatboxing, inducing psychosis. Let's see. A9 articles. Trump shrinks Putin's ceasefire deadline to 10 to 12 days. Left, 32%. Center, 37%. Right, 32%. Trump reduces delays. Trump reduces Putin's deadline from 50 to 10 to 12 days to end Ukraine war, face U.S. sanctions and tariffs. Oh, by the way, if you want to join us in the IRC, you can join us at gamebird.ehh.us channel. Let's see. That's interesting. So there's noise coming from, my microphone. Just gonna ignore that for now. Anyway, Trump reduces Putin's deadline from 50 to 10 to 12 days to end Ukraine war, face U.S. sanctions and tariffs. The announcement came during meetings in Scotland with a new deadline set for early August 2025. I think that, sanctions will basically destroy the U.S. economy more than it'll destroy Russia's economy. Why it matters. Russia's continued drone and missile attacks on Ukrainian cities, despite peace talks, could trigger severe U.S. economic penalties affecting global trade. Russia demands Ukraine's NATO withdrawal and military reduction as peace conditions. Yeah. Anyway, and we have on the agenda for tonight. This week on next show, Ghislaine Maxwell talks free stream songs about war. This Day in Music, aka Number Six's Unimpressive Time Machine. Feature artist is Uncle Tupelo, part two, the concluding part, and Well, the Truth to Mick Rouse, part two. Anyway, all that and more on this week's The Next Show. So, let me cue the intro here. Oh, by the way, if you want to join us in the IRC, you can join us at gamebird.ehh.us. Interesting that the UK just said it'll recognize the state of Palestine if Israel doesn't reach a ceasefire agreement. And yeah, there's no way Russia will stop until it's agreed that Ukraine will not join NATO. Yes, and I'm convinced now that, like, the Israeli brand is dead. I mean, there was a point where, like, 20 or 30 years ago, if you were going to make it as a politician in the United States, I'd say, well, you have to support Israel. Now, like, there are people like Thomas Massey, who said, you know, well, he's like, well, Israel is supporting genocide against the Gazans. So I'm against supporting Israel. And you think that would be suicide, except that for him it works. It only works for a subset of people, but it's catching on. Yeah, there's no way the Russian stoppers will agree that you. Yeah, well, there's apparently like there's things that when Trump wanted there to be a ceasefire. Well, Putin said, no, apparently what happened was when Trump first took office, Russia, Ukraine was still losing, but it was closer to where, they were losing, but, at a slow and steady rate. What happened was Russia launched a counteroffensive in Kursk, and so they took over all of Kursk. Ukraine sustained heavy losses, and all of a sudden, like, the Russians were 40 miles away from Kiev. And so then they said, okay, well, we're not willing to have a ceasefire unless the United States stops supporting Ukraine militarily, and they also have to suspend sharing intelligence. And in addition to that, there's four regions: Donetsk, Luhansk, Zaporizhzhia, and Kherson. And you have to be willing to concede all those regions. But anyway, if you want to join us in the IRC, you can join us at the. Oh, you can also, if you want to join us on the web, you can join us at thenextshow.com. Place the O with a zero for playlists and show archives. Do the intro now.
No, you animals. Crafty is number one. Number six joined the IRC, and Crafty's the number one on the show.
But I wanted to know who was number six.
Well, that's number six.
Was that six last week?
Please play number six tonight.
Oh, no, she's not number six.
Who is it?
It's Dave, man. Will you open up? I got the stuff with me.
Who?
Dave, man. Open up.
Dave?
Yeah, Dave. Come on, man. Open up. I think the cop's
Dave's
coming.
Dave's not here.
No, it was six.
Six was heaven's problem. Adjusting to his clone status.
So please don't play number six tonight.
Back to six for a minute.
Give me a link, number six. Give me a link. What are you watching?
I do want to say thanks to number six, who is a Free Talk Live Platinum amplifier.
Now we're going to do exercise number six. Assume position number 6A, then proceed to position 6B. This is excellent, students, for that pad of fat that so many of you girls have on the outer part of the thigh and the upper part of the hip. Ready? Begin.
All right, we're going to do one called Precious, Precious.
Y'all ready? One. Precious, 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 precious baby of mine. If you don't need me, I'll survive. If you don't love me, I can adjust to that. If you don't want me, that's all right. If you ain't willing, baby, satisfied in loving you, I'll be waiting round with you. It's through all your precious, honey. You're so precious, precious baby of mine. You've been in and out of my life. Baby, that hurts. Baby, that hurts. Yeah. You've been with every guy in this town. You've been dealing in dirt. You've been walling in dirt. Yes, you have. But I look at love as a two-way street. Take the good with the bad. You take the bitter with the sweet. All your precious, honey. You're so precious.
You're so fresh.
Everywhere I hear the sound of marching, charging feet. can't believe that's for Wyndham and Rotundo. Derringer, you should have buried yourself and stayed buried.
Oh, come on, just eat your heart out. Oh, speaking of eat your heart out, that happens to be the title of our next cut, Jesse Ventura.
That's right. Eat your heart out, Rick Springfield. By the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. Now there is true talent.
Let's hear true talent. You ready for it, Gene?
I think so.
It's a gas!
Yeah, anyway, that was, Rick Derringer in Real American from the wrestling album. He's dead, too. That was released in, 1985. Before that, we heard Doucette, a.k.a. the late Jerry Doucette, and Run Buddy Run from The Deuce Is Loose, released in 1979 on Mushroom Records. Before that, we heard Rod Stewart and Street Fighting Man from the Rod Stewart album, his debut album, released on Mercury Records in 1969. We heard Alice Chilton in the High Rhythm Section and Precious Precious from Boogie Shoes, Live on Beale Street, released in 2021. Posthumously. I'm not sure when it was recorded. And we started things off with Jethro Tull and Teacher, the B-side of Witch's Promise single. Released in 1969, that was from 20 years of Jethro Tull. Yeah, so we heard that, and that's it for the first set of music that was played there. So anyway, it's 40 minutes past the hour, so we probably should get to this day in music before we fall too far behind. So let me cue the intro here.
Chronicling this day in music on the next show.
And so this week, we're commemorating the birthday of John Sykes. Born July 29th, 1959, so he would have been 66 years old. But, however, he will not be celebrating it, his birthday, because he died in 2024. So, anyway, let's, we're commemorating the birthday of John Sykes, posthumously. Here's some Whitesnake. Played guitars on this track.
Shaking and I can't take no more.
Yeah.
Thank you. my baby in the very last row. We were just making love, kind of kidding around, when the monster appeared with this crazy sound. My baby looked up, kind of mesmerized, and she gave a long moan, much to my surprise.
This monster man.
Now don't think I mean or I wanna complain, but the guy's too ugly and haven't got a brain. With great yellow fangs reaching down to his chin, why you just wouldn't go where this guy has been. The crazier kind of mixed up kid. Been sort of stitched up by a sewing machine. But my baby baby says,
yeah, this monster's a dream. We fall in love with a monster man. We fall in love with a monster man.
Now the monster was weird, just a little unreal. Seemed kind of short of a sex appeal. He was dragging his chain and groaning his groan. Not really a guy that a girl should take home. When it comes to the scene where the monster should die, my baby broke down and she started to cry. But this monster I love in a strange kind of whisper,
he's my kind of guy, cause I'm Dracula's sister.
Yes, that was Julianne Hatfield and her cover version of Olivia Newton-John's Hopelessly Devoted to You. From Julianne Hatfield sings Olivia Newton-John, released in 2018. And that's to commemorate the fact that today is, let's see, on this day, July 29th, 1978, the film soundtrack to Grease, featuring John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John, went to number one on the U.S. album chart. Before that, we heard Screaming Lord Sutch and the Savages, and She's Falling in Love with the Monster Man from the compilation Cameo Parkway, 1957 to 1967. And that's to commemorate the fact that on this day, July 29th, 1972, Screaming Lord Sutch was arrested in London after jumping from a bus in Downing Street with four nude women. Sutch was publicizing his forthcoming London gigs. No publicity is bad publicity, I think. We heard The Wonder Stuff and Dizzy from, originally it was 1991. That was from 190s Classics compilation. That's to commemorate the fact that today is the birthday of Miles Hunt, born July 29th, 1966, so he's 59 years old. Miles Hunt. Any relation to Michael Hunt? A singer from British alternative rock band The Wonder Stuff, who had the 1991 UK number one single, their version of the Tommy Rowe hit Dizzy with Vic Reeves. We heard Susie and the Banshees in Peekaboo from Peep Show. And that's to commemorate the fact that I don't know. I picked it for something, but I don't know what it is. Anyway, we started things off with Whitesnake and Still the Night from their self-titled debut album. Well, not self-titled album. That's according to the fact that today is the birthday of John Sykes. From Thin Lizzy, Whitesnake, Tigers and Pantang. He will not be commemorating his birthday, however, because he died last year. So yeah, happy birthday, John Sykes, wherever you are. So anyway, if you want to join us in the IRC, you can join us at gamebird.eHHH.us, channel pound Skyscanner. You can also join us on the web at thenextshow.com. Replace the O with a zero for playlists and show archives. The archives will be uploaded almost immediately after the show ends. The playlists, however, will not be updated for about a day or so. You can also join us at lowbudgetreviews.com for low-budget DVD and Blu-ray reviews. Amazingly enough, you have survived hour number one of this week's The Next Show. We'll be back with hour number two of the show featuring songs about war and the New Music Express. We'll have that right after this.
Was that six last week?
The Next Show on Radio Free Digital.
Radio.
I love you, Dish Nuts, because when we first started Tech TV in 1998, that was about the only people who could watch. Radio Free Dish Nuts. Leo Laporte, the tech guy.
This is God. When I'm on the internet, which I am always because I'm omnipresent, I'm usually listening to RFD, Radio Free Dishness, talk and music for a sound mind.
Listening to a sick show and just can't cope with what you're hearing? Too much heavy metal, too much music you've never heard before, too many long, boring economic lectures. Tell my friend that you need Smilkshake. Yes, that's right. Instant Smilkshake in a can for those sick shows that are just sick shows. Buy some today, unless you're listening on WTND.
Streaming live from my desktop to your living room, or wherever you happen to be right now, this is Radio Free New Jersey.
Hey.
Hey, yourself.
Welcome to the Rock.
What are y'all doing tonight?
Well, I wonder who wants to know.
All right, look. I know we've had a lot of differences in the past, but,
But what? I've hacked into your mind. You're having a party and no one's showing up.
No? But how did you know that?
Sadness surrounds us, doesn't it, Earth?
Sadness is for poor people.
We may be able to squeeze by, but we can't promise anything. We're busy.
We're busy.
Because on the moon, our weekends are so far advanced. They encompass the entire week.
That is right.
Jobs have been phased out by our minds.
We get checks from the government, and we spend it on beer. Mexican beer.
That's the cheapest of all beers.
Well, I mean, I got some beer here and a few chicken wings.
Is that right?
This is mine.
See you in hell.
Yeah, give him the finger.
Damn. He could at least stay and talk for a minute.
Talk to the can! Vandalazino! 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 Vandalazino!
Get the hell out of here!
Fact. The new NSA data center in Utah requires 1.7 million gallons of water every single day to operate. Billions of Fourth Amendment violations need massive computers and the water to cool them. That water is being supplied by the state of Utah. Fact. There's absolutely nothing in the Constitution which requires your state to help the feds violate your rights. Our message to Utah? Turn it off. No water equals no NSA data center. Visit offnow.org.
Hey-ho, Kermit the Frog here. Listen to the Tom and Daryl Show on Friday night.
Starting at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific Time.
Howdy, everybody. This is Kurt Erickson from Austin, Texas. Just wanted to remind you about my Radio Free Roadkill Show on Tuesday evenings, starting at 6 p.m. Central Time, where we play lots of music and comedy bits and take your live requests from the chat room. You never know what you might hear on the Roadkill Show. So join us every Tuesday for Radio Free Roadkill right here on RFD Radio at 6 p.m. Central Time and bring your requests. Y'all have a great day.
Celebrating 90 years of Decca Records.
Decca's A&R team continue to sign and develop a raft of successful acts. A member of the team was analysing global charts and streaming data in 2012 and unearthed a gem of a track that was percolating through the airwaves.
I've been trying to do it right.
And thought about bringing the band responsible to the label. Thanks to a case of mistaken identity, at a Jersey City gig, Wesley Schultz and Jeremiah Freites found themselves introduced to the audience as the Lumineers. A cool band name was the only success they seemed to find in New York, so they relocated to Denver. Having first collaborated to cope with their grief following the loss of someone close to them, Schultz and Freites continued to work with a track they'd created as a kiss-off to impassive audiences back in New York. The song soon found its audience in the Americana revival of the late noughties, buoyed also by featuring on the series finale of a popular US TV show, and a social media buzz that followed. Hey became a sleeper hit in the industry, gradually climbing the US charts, where its eventual success meant it became only the 10th song to have remained 60 weeks in the Billboard Hot 100 chart. Decca's hunch was right. Thanks to the inclusion in adverts, trailers and TV shows, the Lumineers secured their first top 10 hit in the UK.
Tune in at 6 on a Wednesday night. Clay and Rachie bring the music light. On RFD, they're spinning the sound.
Full albums play as we gather around.
It's the world according to Clay and Rachie. Grooving tunes and chats that are snappy. Hit the IFC, bring your flair. The music's alive and we're all there.
And now, it's theme time on the next show.
And this week, we have songs. Oh, wait. Oh, that's great. That's really great. Yeah, it looks like Mix is frozen up. So I'm going to do something here. Let's see. Oh, not responding. End task. We'll start it again. Starting. How long is this going to take? Oh, heavens! I had to put some lotion on my hands. Okay, well, anyway, enable live broadcasting. So, see, yeah, anyway, we're doing songs about war. You can find the, my playlist here. Yeah, it's the wrong playlist. Here, 729. Okay, there we go. Yeah. And it's frozen up again. Don't know what we're gonna do. Oh, heavens. Oh, wait, no. Now, so it's responsive again. So, anyway, we'll... Yeah, we'll proceed.
Come, you masters of war. You that build the big guns. You that build the death planes. You that build all the bombs. You that hide behind walls. You that hide behind disks. I just don't want you to know I can see through your mask. You that never done nothing but build to destroy. You play with my world like it's your little toy. You put a gun in my hand and you hide from my eyes. And you turn and run farther when the fast bullets fly. Like Judas of old, you lie and deceive. Oh, where a war can be won, you want me to believe. But I see through your eyes, and I see through your brain, like I see through the water that runs down my drain. You fasten all the triggers for the others to fire, and then you sit back and watch when the death count gets higher. You hide in your mansion while the young people's blood flows out of their bodies and is buried in the mud. He's thrown the worst fear that can ever be hurled. Fear to bring children into the world. For threatening my baby, unborn and unnamed. You ain't worth the blood that runs in your veins. How much do I know? But to talk out of turn, you might say that I'm young. You might say I'm unlearned. But there's the one thing I know, I'm younger than you. Even Jesus would never forgive what you do. Let me ask you one question. Is your money that good? Will it buy you forgiveness? Do you think that it could? I think you will find, when your death takes its toll, all the money you made will never buy back your soul. And I hope that you die, and your death will come soon. I'll follow your casket by the pale afternoon, and I'll watch while you're lured down to your deathbed. And I'll stand over your grave, and I'm sure that you're dead.
Gathered in their masses, just like witches at black masses. Evil minds plot destruction, sorcerer of death's construction. In the fields the bodies burning, as the war machine keeps turning. Death and hatred to mankind, poisoning their brainwashed minds. Oh Lord, yeah. They only started the war. Why should they go out to fight? They leave that up to the poor. Yeah. Time will tell them their power.
just like pawns in chess, waiting till the judgment day comes. Yeah. World stops turning, ashes where the body's burning. No more war pigs had the power, hand of God has struck the hour. Day of judgment, God is calling, on their knees the war pigs crawling, begging mercy for their sins. Satan laughs and spreads his wings. Oh Lord, yes. Thank you.
Cause the pictures blow my mind. passing times on buses and trains, happy reading magazines, news reflects the pain. Never read to be so strong, cause the premise is so wrong. Happy reading magazines, I just read along. Magazines, oh magazines,
Kim Fowley and Ugly Stories About Rock Stars in the War, from International Heroes, released in 1973. Yeah, 1973. That was from the 2007 remaster. Before that, we heard the Raconteurs and Broken Boy Soldier. The title track from that album. We heard Dead Kennedys and Chemical. That was, by the way, that was released in 2006, by the way. We heard Dead Kennedys and Chemical Warfare from Fresh Fruit for Rotting Vegetables, released in 1980. We heard, before that, we heard Talking Heads and Life During Wartime from Fear of Music, released in 1979 on Sire Records. We heard Georgia Satellite and Battleship Chains from their self-titled debut album, released in 1986. We heard Miko and Star Wars theme Cantina Band, the 7-inch edit from Star Wars and Other Galactic Funk, released in 1978. Before that, we heard the Yardbirds and Tinker Tailor Soldier Sailor, the instrumental version. From Little Games, released in 1967. We heard Hazy Dixie and War Pigs from cover version of Black Sabbath's tune. From A Hot Piece of Grass, released in 2005. And we started things off with Bob Dylan and Masters of War, from the Freewheeling Bob Dylan, originally released in 1963, but that was from the 2017 remaster. So anyway, it's 47 minutes past the hour, so perhaps get to the New Music Express before you fall too far behind. Yeah, why not?
And now, the New Music Express on the next show.
So, we have new music from Alice Cooper, Paul Weller, Peter Buck, and Luke Haynes. But before we get to that, I'm going to play two new tracks from a new compilation of Bruce Springsteen. So anyway, we're going to hear from tracks 2, The Lost Album. Here's Bruce Springsteen and Repo Man.
you don't cross their path. Will you meet me at the river? I'll take you for my bride. Till your daddy
inside your bed sheets. Coiled into the folds of white. I'll just watch you while you're sleeping, darling. And decide if I should bite.
Yeah.